right. Alright, so the syntax of a line is can either have these attributed form or this the more natural form where you align something with something else. Now you can actually align you can either align arrays with templates or arrays with arrays. So templates in some sense are optional. Because if we go back to that previous example where we had A, B, and C, well, we could have said, well, let's not bother with this funny thing called X. Let's just distribute A and then align B and C with A. So in the somewhat simpler model, you choose, if you like, one of the attributes that's of importance of the virtual processor. You distribute that one attribute and then you align everything else with respect to that one attribute. So a template is in principle, I think, always redundant. You can always do it without templates because you're going to align one or more arrays with a template. You can always take one of those arrays, distribute it, and then align every other array with the chosen array. So the only reason to put in a template is if you feel it's sort of elegant, you can give the template a name called, which maybe expresses what it is, so that it's really a sort of conceptual issue. It has some conceptual clarity which is absent from not using it, but I do not believe it's necessary. Although I think the logical argument that goes with virtual processors is very important and extremely interesting, because that is still the fundamental unit of parallelism. So to think of these as groups, these A, B, and C as grouped together, is still the right way to do it.